Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. Thank you for joining us this morning for our segment on Motivate My Life Radio, Success Doesn't Sleep. We're going to touch on a few different topics this morning regarding success doesn't sleep. We're going to talk about how do you get unstuck this morning. We're going to talk about how do you move past your pain and live a life of purpose. How do you let things go as far as obstacles and roadblocks in your life that you have no control over? So, great segment this morning. Make sure you tune in, get your pens and paper, and you may just want to take a few notes. And as you can hear, I have my girl, Yolanda Adams, in the background playing just so I can get some motivation this morning. It is Monday. I hope you guys had a marvelous Mother's Day weekend for those of you that are mothers. And for those of you that are not mothers, because I know sometimes you don't have to have biological children to actually be a mom. So we're going to turn Ms. Adams down, and we're going to get our show started. The first thing I did want to touch on, truthfully, because I get a lot of it all the time, is how to really get unstuck. Because there are so many people that are stuck. There are so many excuses of why people are stuck. And I think, you know, I'm going to give you guys my personal opinion. A lot of reason why I think some people are stuck is because you're too busy worrying about what somebody else has going on, right? So I may step on a few toes this morning as I'm having this conversation, but we're going to call this Real Talk Monday. And guys, if you are out there listening online and you want to join in on the conversation, you have a question you want to ask live on the air, because we are live, please call in at 657-383-0692. Again, 657-383-0692. Now let's hop right into our discussion, get unstuck and rebuild self-happiness. How do you do that? So getting back to people worrying about spending a lot of time at that, worrying about what someone else has going on that has absolutely nothing to do with you. So if you guys stop right now, and this may not be for everyone, but those of you that it is for, you know who you are. So if you guys stop right now and take a few moments and just think about some of the time that you've spent dealing with and worrying about things that absolutely have nothing to do with you, whether that's somebody else's life, somebody else's business, someone else's relationship, someone else's career, someone else's job, absolutely has nothing to do with you. And you can't get past what you're going through because you're caught up and you're wrapped up into what other people have going on that have absolutely nothing to do with you. Now, that's a primary way of staying stuck, because how are you going to move forward if you're caught up in everybody else's mess and you're not focusing on yourself? So let's stop focusing on what's going on per se with other folks. Let's stop focusing on, because you told your great idea to someone, you felt like they either stole your idea, went and did what you wanted to do, or you felt that they were not supportive of what you were saying. You have to get laser focused, and that's what we're going to talk about today. How do you get laser focused to focus just solemnly on you and what you have going on? This is not just about entrepreneurs or business owners or aspiring entrepreneurs. We're talking about life in general, because being stuck is a waste of time. Time is something you can't ever go back and get. Remember that. Being stuck is a waste of time, and time is something you can never, ever go back and get. So I have 20 ways that I've used to get unstuck in the past, because I have been stuck. I mean, when I say I was stuck in a life of pretend. So everything that I wanted for myself and everything that all the desires of my heart, as far as starting a business, having money, being wealthy, being financially successful, I created the image in my head, but instead of me working on making those things happen, I pretended that they were already happening. So what did I do? I lived a life of fraud. I say that all the time for those of you that know my story. I lived a life of fraud. So instead of speaking these things into existence and working daily at goals, trying to achieve goals and holding myself accountable to achieve goals, I lived a life of fraud. It was not a great feeling. It looked good for what they call it, the limelight, but internally I was still broken. So be sure that when you're pretending to be something you're not, when you hype things up to a certain level and that's not where you are for other people, because I have to keep enforcing that this world that we live in now, you can pretend to be whomever you want. I did it already. That's how I know it doesn't work. Because at some point, once you're done pretending and you go look in the mirror, guess what? There stands your reality. So when you speak these things into existence, don't just pretend on the outside that they're happening. Start to put some steps in place to make sure that they happen. So let's talk about getting unstuck. Now, me personally, at one point, I got up and everything in my life was in the negative. I'm sure some of you can relate to that. And when I say everything was in the negative, I mean my friends, my job, my bank account, and definitely my mind, because it started with my mind and my spirit being in the negative, how I allowed these other things around me to affect me negatively. So it wasn't until I changed my mindset, and that's one of the key things to success, changing your mindset. And a lot of us have really difficulty changing our mindset. So what do? We shift the energy somewhere else where it has no business being shifted. Stay focused on you. To obtain success, you have to stay focused on you. You have to find what it is, what's your creative foundation. For me, it's meditation, because God is the center of my foundation at all times, and he's my CEO. So that's what has worked for me, surrounding myself around like-minded people. Those are key things. If you have a goal in mind, don't have an open-ended goal. What is an open-ended goal? Well, have you ever said, next example, I'm going to start my catering business next year. Well, next year consists of 12 months. So at what point next year will you start your catering business? Give yourself a month. Give yourself a date. Those are goals that you will hold yourself accountable to, because starting your catering business next year could be November, it could be January, and any month in between. You have to give yourself realistic goals and hold yourself accountable. If you are ready to leave your 9-to-5, don't say, at some point I'm going to leave. Oh, I plan to leave by the end of the year. By the end of the year, when? November, December? And then what steps are you putting in place to leave? So when you write these goals down, you have to follow back up with what steps you're going to put in place to be able to achieve your goals. If you're looking to get a promotion, and you still are in corporate America, and you're looking to get a promotion, and you want your supervisor's job, like, what steps are you putting in place to make these things happen? This is so important. You have to have vision. And so when you have goals, you have to write them down, because you need to have a vision. And that's why you hear a lot of people talk about vision boards, because vision boards, really, and affirmations are also a key component to success. Because if you get up every day and you look at your vision board, and see, guys, vision boards aren't just things that you've already accomplished or things that you've already achieved. Vision boards are things that you also speak into existence. So if you think that you're going to be sitting down, or you know in your mind that you're going to be sitting down with Oprah next year, I mean, put that on your vision board. You know, I will be on the Oprah show. You have to speak life into these things. But when you put them on your vision board, you also have to believe them. Now, how do you believe them? Well, you have to believe within yourself. Too many times I hear people come up with excuses of why. Like, why they can't achieve a goal, for whatever the reason is. It could be personal, something personal going on in their lives, relationships, friends, families. You know, we all have heard them. So let's get down to business and talk about a few ways and a few things you can do daily to get unstuck. So number one, believe in your vision and gifts. Because if no one else believes in your vision and gifts, you have to believe in your vision and your gift. And another thing is, again, how do you do that? How do you come from such a negative place and start to believe solemnly in yourself that you can achieve all these things, that you are destined for greatness. Because it's difficult when you live in such negativity. How do you overcome that fear? How do you step out of that comfort zone and step into a new life and start to build a life of purpose? Start your day with 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes of exercise, whether it's walking, going to the gym, walking in your neighborhood, running, strength training, whatever it may be that you start your day off with on a positive note. And make excellence your way of being. So how do you make excellence your way of being? Again, you have to speak it into existence, okay? So be on time for things in your life. That goes for goals that you set for yourself. Be a celebrator of other people's talents and success. I think that's a key component right there to getting unstuck. It's okay to celebrate someone else's success, and it's okay to celebrate someone else's talent. It's perfectly fine. Don't ever feel like you shouldn't celebrate someone else's success and someone else's talent, because that says a lot about you as an individual. Stop watching so much TV, and I have to emphasize this one. Stop watching so much TV because, guys, now TV has a lot of negative things on it. For example, we have a lot of reality TV shows on our TV now. We don't have, like, the old school good shows. You know, back in the day we had Good Times, we had The Cosby Show, and we had all these motivating shows. Those were family-oriented shows that had real family issues. And now we have a TV show full of negativity. And what is it teaching you? There are some, and there are some decent shows that air, so not all shows, but I would say 85% of the shows that air on TV today are negative shows. How are they helping you move forward if you're in a negative space? So how can you get past where you are if you're sitting and you're watching The Housewives, or you're watching a show where people are negative and people are fighting and people are not achieving their goals and people are being malicious, being deceitful? How is that helping you move forward? So watch less TV. Statistics does say 80% of those people that read books, if you read books at least 30 books a year, I know that sounds like a lot, those people are more prone to success. So every time you want to flick that TV on and sit on that couch and watch someone else's BS, get your book. Get a book that's motivating. You need something uplifting. So be mindful. Stop watching so much TV. I tell you now, it's unfortunate, but TV is toxic. And I'm sorry, guys. Looks like we have someone actually on the line that wanted to ask a question. So let me see if we can get this caller in to ask a question. Hi, caller. Are you there? Okay, looks like they dropped the call. So if they call back in, we'll see what their question is basically on the topic. So let's move forward. So, guys, we know stop watching so much TV, and I know some of you are probably thinking to yourself, that's your pastime, but read a book and let that be your pastime. Now, remember, being healthy is a part of being successful. Now, I know some of you may beg to differ, but if you're exercising, you're eating properly, you're getting a certain amount of rest, that has a lot to do with your success. So don't ever feel like what you eat and taking care of your body internally doesn't have anything to do with your success. It has everything to do with your success. Because have you ever went to lunch and you ate lunch and you ate all the wrong food, all the bad carbs, all the bad fat, and then you couldn't even focus the remainder of the day? Because most of us, we get tired. So eat healthy food, eat healthy lunches. Eat healthy, and I'm not telling you not to every now and again indulge in your favorite dish, your favorite entree, your favorite dessert. What I'm telling you is be healthy overall, because to be successfully professional, if you want to be successful professionally, you have to be successful personally, and it starts with all these things that we're actually discussing right now. Spend an hour a day, and this is huge. Spend an hour a day without stimulation. So that means no phone, no noise, no Facebook, absolutely nothing, not talking to the husband, the kids, 1 hour out your day, spend it without stimulation. Now, I know a lot of you feel like, you know, social media drives your business, and social media is how you stay in business. And for some of you, that very well may be true. But 1 hour a day off of social media, 1 hour a day with no phone calls, 1 hour a day without any emails, it's another key component to success. Reason being is you have to have a mental break. I think some people think to be successful at their career or their business, they have to keep going and going and going and going. But to be successful, you have to have a mental break so you can change your mindset, change your channels of your mindset, and be able to refresh and start all over. So that means if you go an hour, and take your hour, you can sit quiet. I take my hour and meditate, because meditation to me is listening to God. So prayer to me is asking God and thanking God for something, where meditation, I take my hour and meditate, and I'm listening to God. What is it that he wants me to do next? And sometimes you have to be in a quiet zone for that. So try it today. Take 1 hour out your day today and just try it. And start with 30 minutes. And then you can escalate up to the hour. But no phone, no social media, and just no stimulation, period. And try meditating. Sometimes you have to sit back and listen to what God tells you. But the thing is, God talks to us all the time, but we don't listen. We hear what we want to hear, and then we act on what we want to act on. So if God told you today, hey, get out there and build the email list. If you have 6 people to put on it, get out there and build your email list, because you're starting something different from the day before. Surround yourself with negative people. Oh, I can't emphasize this enough. How is it that you're talking about getting promoted at your 9-to-5? Because this is not, again, just for entrepreneurs. You're talking about getting promoted at your 9-to-5. You're talking about starting a business. You're talking about losing weight. But you're talking to negative people. So the response that you may get is not the response that you may want. To get the response sometimes that you want, you have to surround yourself with like-minded people. And for some reason, we want to continuously take these lifetimers on our journey. Don't get me wrong. Lifetimers are great if you guys are growing together. Because some lifetimers that you've been friends with since childhood, you guys are growing together. But some lifetimers, let's keep it 100, you need to leave them behind. They're not going where you're going. You're trying to force them to go where you're going. You're trying to drag them to go where you're going. And then you realize you wasted time because they're not even supportive of what you're doing. They're not even interested in what you're doing. So that's another key to success. Opposed to you getting upset with these individuals, these lifetimers, stop trying to drag everyone on your journey, because everyone is not meant to go with you on your journey. I don't know how many times I have to emphasize that. Everybody is not meant for you to take them on the journey with you. So what I want you to do today, figure out who those people are. Now, you may not figure out who all of those people are, but start figuring out today who are those people that it's time for you to cut ties with. And it's you're not in a contract with these folks, guys, so it's not like you have to go to them and explain to them why you're cutting them off or why you're moving forward in your life without them. Because a lot of times, most of them will just fall off anyway. But then some of them that'll keep tagging on for whatever the reason is, and they don't even have your best intentions at heart. And a lot of you guys know this, but you would, for some reason, because they're lifetimers, you feel the need to be committed to a continuously lifetime of friendship. So today I want you to figure out who these folks are in your life that you need to cut off. It's just plain and simple. Not cut them off because you think that you're better than them, but cut them off because you guys are not growing up the same vine, and it's perfectly okay. You know, people always tell me, you know, I was broke for a long time, so I don't want to hang around broke people. I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, so because it's almost like broke people attract broke people. I want to hang around wealthy people. I want to hang around millionaires. Because if I'm hanging in the circle of these wealthy folks and these millionaires, guess what, guys? My mindset starts to transcend just like theirs. If you're hanging around broke people, they're not doing anything, they're always complaining, they're Debbie Downers, how, again, is that working for you? How is that working for you when you call someone with a great idea and they say, oh, my goodness, so you're starting another business? Oh, my goodness, so how are you going to be able to do all that with no money? Well, how does that work? Somebody asks you so many questions about what you're doing, they start to put a negative thought in your mind, and guess what ends up happening with you? Maybe I should wait. Well, she may have been right because I am going to need XYZ amount of dollars. But you see how quick negative energy can get brushed off on you? When you call with this idea of, I know I'm going to make this happen, and just that quickly talking to a Debbie Downer or an unlike-minded person, see how quick your energy can change? If you call that individual that's already successful, that's already built a business, and I mean already successful at what it is that you want to do, you're not going to get the same response. You're going to get more of the go for it response. And let me tell you some key components that you may can use to help you achieve that level of success. So, again, guys, today, go through those individuals. I don't care whether it's social media. I don't care if it's your phone book. I know a lot of us have our contacts now and our cell phone. Go through all of that, and you figure out what time is it now to delete these individuals. And I think some people keep friends on social media because they want these friends or these so-called folks. Let's have some real talk here. You want these so-called folks to see that you are successful. They don't care. So why do you care if they see whether or not you're successful? Because, once again, you're seeking validation. If you want these Debbie Downers and these negative folks that you complain about on a consistent basis, if you have to prove to them that you are successful, you are still seeking validation, and a part of you are still stuck. You go through and delete these folks, and you have a smile on your face while you're doing it, and you say it's time for them to get out this contact list, it's time for them to get off my social media, because you have a level of confidence. You're ready to open up your phone book and your contact list, and you're ready to open up your social media to those folks who are like-minded, who understand what you have going on, and that you can have a conversation with, and they will continuously boost your energy. Now, mind you, everybody doesn't have to have what you have going on to be a positive person, because there are a lot of positive people in the world. So it's just who you pick and choose to hang around and include in your circle. And I'm very specific about that at this point, at this age in my life. So that's another task for today. Go through all your contacts, your social media, and get rid of those folks that mean you no good. I know, guys, it'll probably hurt you to your heart, won't it? But if Susie has been your friend since the third grade, and Susie has not liked anything, remotely anything you've done successfully on your Facebook page, Susie has not communicated with you at all on your Facebook page, why are you and Susie still friends? Why are you still forcing a friendship on Susie who doesn't want to be bothered? Something to think about, guys. Okay, let's move forward. Do affirmations. I know we talked about a vision board earlier in the show, but those affirmations are also key to success. I still have affirmations today. I change them from time to time. I normally change mine probably a lot of times every month. I may change my affirmations. But I speak those things. I speak life into those affirmations. So for me to obtain the level of success that I have today, I speak life into those affirmations. I speak life into things that are not even in existence yet. But I believe and I know in my heart that they're going to happen. So don't ever feel like an affirmation is unrealistic. You know how you get that one friend? You guys know who him or her is. And they come over your house and they see your little affirmations on the refrigerator, or they see them either on your vision board, your mirror, wherever you may keep these affirmations, and they say, you're going to buy an island? Girl, I know you, that ain't going to never happen. Then they look again at your affirmations. I am a millionaire. You're a millionaire. Girl, when you become a millionaire? Guess what, guys? Those are probably people you want to go ahead and delete out your contact list because they don't even have any business in your personal space. And if they're at your house, they're in your personal space. Okay, moving forward. When you come up with ideas, make sure you write them down. So if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and something pops up in your head, get up and write it down. Yeah, you might break your sleep, but I promise you it'll be worth you writing it down because when you wake up in the morning, guess what? You're not going to remember it because that's how our mind works. Stop gossiping. I have to emphasize this. I know we can get caught up. I'm guilty. We can get caught up sometimes with gossip and negative conversation. But if you're on the phone, every time you speak to somebody, every time you talk to someone, they are gossiping about someone else. And, I mean, every time you talk to them, you guys don't have business talk. You don't have general conversation talk, health talk, kids talk. But every time you get on the phone with this individual, there's nothing uplifting about the conversation, and they always want to talk about someone else. Either one or two things are going on. Mostly, they're probably unhappy themselves. They don't have the courage to do with whomever that is that they're talking about to do. And thirdly, they are in a negative place. Again, delete them out of the contact, delete them off of the social media, and keep it moving. So I'm giving you prime examples this morning, guys, on those folks that you need to go ahead and get rid of so you can make room and expand for those new people that are going to come in your life. It doesn't matter now if you knew somebody 20 years or if you knew them 20 minutes. What you're doing is surrounding yourself with positivity so you can keep growing. It's all about growth. Because you knew somebody 20 years doesn't mean you're going to keep growing by being this individual's friend. So be mindful of that as well. My next one is smile more. How many times do you guys get up, go get your coffee, maybe get up and go to the gym, get up and go to work? Just go to your 9-to-5. And you won't even look at people in their face because you don't want to speak to them. You guys know some of you are guilty. So you have something else going on with you, and people don't know that. So you don't even want to talk to people. No, guys, you speak pleasantly. You know, you smile. It's free. Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you? How can I help you? And this keeps positive vibes. If you wake up in the morning and you're in a funk, you've already claimed a bad day, because most of us do that. One thing can happen in the morning. It could be an email, a phone call, you spilled your drink, spilled your coffee on your shirt, you got to work, your heel broke off your shoe. It could be a numerous of things. We will take that one thing, and we will make it about our entire day about that one thing. So you've already claimed a bad day, so guess what? You're going to have a bad day because you've already set your mood for the day. Does that make sense? Hopefully so. And commit and be consistent. So how do you be successful? Commit and be consistent. So if you're selling a product and service, let me give you an example, and you only promote it on Monday, but then nobody else hears from you for 3 more weeks, you're not being consistent. Be consistent, guys. It's a lot of work out there. I'm sorry, a lot of information out there that tells you when good time to post on social media, how often you should post. And, of course, you don't have to follow all these guidelines, but it's good information. You want to be consistent because consistency is key to success. And I think we have wrapped up today wrapped up some of the effective ways that you can get unstuck and success doesn't sleep. And get you started for your week. Thank you guys again for joining the show. I appreciate it. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy, and I'll see you guys next Monday. Have a great week, rest of the week, on purpose.